This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadhin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
Well, a whole hour ahead right here on Kelly and Company. Thanks for still being with us, Ramya Muth and Kelly McDonald. We are the hosts of the program, and you out there, of course, are the company, and always love having you along with us as we navigate through the Monday edition of the program. Mondays and Tuesdays, we get to do something special. We get to talk to our community reporters who are out there, and these folks bring us a monthly checkup on some of the items going on in their area, some of the things about their area, and things they are involved in, or maybe about themselves a little bit. Well, when we have that privilege to bring in a new community reporter, it's always a lot of fun to get to know the person and their environment and the things going on. So it's time to meet a new community reporter today on Kelly and Company, and from a new space in Canada to our show. Kimberly Huffy joins us with news from Dawson City in the Yukon here in Canada, our first reporter from the north. Kim, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for picking up the ball and keeping an eye and ear on things out there for us.
Well, thank you very much. This is very exciting, and it is very much a different world up here, so I'm very happy to bring the news from up here.
Well, I'm always curious, and I'm going to kind of go off our script just a touch here before we start asking a little bit about you by something that I always get curious and I find fascinating. How much daylight do you guys have at this time of the year?
Well, today actually sunrise was at about 11:40 and sunset is at about 5:20, I think.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, Ramya, you would have absolutely every excuse in the world to sleep until about 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, when does work start for people? No kidding.
Well, in the winter at... We want to get to know you a little bit. Well, we'll get onto that subject because, you know, come in the summertime, he's going to want to know how long the sun stays up. Now, tell us a little bit about you. I mean, you're a mother of three, and there's so much else to fill in with us on your life in Dawson City.
Well, thank you. Yes. I'm a nurse and I've come up to Dawson through my nursing career. So I have also, I'm originally from Ottawa and had a wonderful upbringing. I have one brother, both my parents, until 2007, my father passed away, but had a wonderful upbringing and feel so privileged to have been able to nurse in the north and bring my experiences and knowledge to people in the south, because when you're in the south, you truly have no idea of life in the north. It might as well, I tell a lot of people, it might as well be the moon. It's so different.
Wow. I understand that. I mean, you've spent time too in Nunavut, in Rankin Inlet. Is that, I think I have that right. And I've been up there to shoot a documentary in May. So I kind of had that week's experience up there, and always have, you know, as we in school, we'd read, you know, stories, poems, we hear about the north and want to go there because of what happens out there, as you'll get to shortly. And it's really fascinating when it comes to the work you've done too and where you've been able to nurse.
Yes. And I did do a project in Rankin Inlet as well. We did EduKits, what we called EduKits. And
Hey, I'm hearing you on Kelly and Company. What are you doing on there?
Oh, my. Anyways, sorry about that.
That's okay.
So I did do EduKits, and it started off as something very small, just asking my friends to ship up some basic school supplies for my twin boys that at that time they were in grades 5, 4, and 5, and they just didn't have, I wasn't going to spend $20 on a box of crayons that were equivalent to like dollar store crayons. They weren't even Crayola. So that's how it started, and it just blossomed from there. So that was really cool.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Can we talk about your vision loss? Can you fill our audience on that, whatever you're comfortable to share?
Certainly. So primarily it started when I was teaching my oldest, when he was about 2, we were looking at the colors on my quilt. And my partner came in and said, "Why are you teaching him wrong colors?" And that's when we figured out about my color deficiency. So we looked more into that and found out optic atrophy. No reason for it. And at that point, then in 2018, I had detached retina, and they reattached it, which is amazing what they can do now. And in that process, since then, now I have double vision as a result. So I've got like 3 sets of visions. I have to wear like 3 sets of different visual to see, depending on if I'm close, medium, or far. So that's very challenging.
Yeah, what an interesting way to have to get to know your eyesight after reattaching the retina. And how does this affect your nursing, if you don't mind telling us more about that?
This is where I am coming up with big challenges. And I'm trying so hard to stay in nursing because it is more than just vision. And with technology today, I just feel very confident in, you know, the ability to nurse. I understand, you know, things finite, things like maybe not so good with, you know, needles and that kind of stuff, or something more, you know, invasive like that. But I could definitely take care of a lot of the other nursing issues. But UConn requires just about all nurses to have their driver's license, and that's not what I've lost my driver's license now. So
right.
I'm kind of out of that bracket for a little while. So I'm working hard to try to find something that is within the field or humanities at least, and see if I can get in that way.
So you're kind of realizing the transition as you're going through it, and then hopefully trying to keep your foot into this realm of things still, because you enjoy it.
Oh, totally. And I'm too young. I'm not ready to retire. And it's just to be written off for my vision just doesn't seem logical to me, because I still have my brain. So
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. And thanks for sharing all this with us. And we know, like, even though we're just getting to know you, this kind of thing is extremely challenging, regardless of what vision you are able to preserve. There's still so much to work around and work with. But as you said, you still have your brain, you still have your passions, and you enjoy a lot of other things. Tell us a bit about your hobbies.
Well, right now, I'm very much into picking up cultural activities, and I'm doing crafting a lot, so I'm sewing and making moccasins and doing a lot of beading. I love reading and outdoors. UConn here is just an amazing outdoor playground, and it's wonderful. It's one of my challenges, but it's definitely something that I truly appreciate.
Wow.
So, I love all to do with that.
And we'll learn about the challenges that way, too. We know there's an amazing art field up there as well when you think about people and being interested.
Yeah.
I also learned who was beeping you on the phone. I think we would be remiss if we didn't mention your sons. They're looking for shout-outs. They're looking for shout-outs. Of course, I'm kidding about that. You have three boys, is that right?
Correct. So I have, my oldest is going to be 23 next month, and twin boys that are 15.
Awesome.
Nice.
I figured we'd get in trouble if you didn't mention them on the show. And when it comes to work, looking for resources and things like that, what are some of the things you've thought about too for your eyes and things that may be able to help that you're investigating? And how hard is it to get a chance to do that in the north, especially things like the eSight glasses, for example?
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I have just received the eSight glasses on trial on Friday.
Awesome!
So amazing.
Yes. And this is actually my second time trying them. The first time I tried them was fairly closely after my retinal detachment, and I was very much still learning how to see, and I was hoping that they would be something like glasses, that I would just put them on and look at the world and see, but I didn't appreciate that. You know, it is still science, and you have to push a button for different settings.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So I just didn't understand that until, you know, more time and knowledge and doing more research. And yeah, so I'm trying eSight, and I'm also going to be trying two other ones that CNIB are sending me. So the Buddy Vision and the Iris Vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are some technologies that we've been really talking about here on Kelly and Company, getting updates with, because for low vision people, they could help with very specific tasks, right? Like reading, writing, getting those kind of admin things done, which could be helpful for finding employment, but also any kind of day-to-day practical things. So I'm looking forward to your feedback on it when you try it, Kim.
Well, I'm very excited about trying it out and see, especially if it can help me gain employment.
You bet.
That's my... Dawson doesn't have a lot of opportunities, so... But we're working hard. I'm being very flexible. They actually had me in because they're accommodating me, and they had me at the conservation office, so I was selling fishing license and hunting license.
That's amazing.
For a while there.
Kim, thank you so much. We're looking forward to talking next month with you. We're out of time. We will do that as you join us once a month on the program. Kimberly Hovey is our community reporter in Dawson City, Yukon, on the banks of the Dawson River. Check out our blog, ami.ca/KellyCo, for all the information from our report. We'll return in just a moment with more on Kelly and Company.
Hi, I'm Stephen Scott. Join me every day for Double Tap. It's a show where we occasionally talk about technology for blind and partially sighted people. You'll find us wherever you get your podcasts.